Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An awaited report has come out, and when it comes to the nation's unemployment situation, things are a little bit better this week, but still far from normal. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to sweep across the nation, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits is down a bit, yet still staggeringly high. The Labor Department reporting that 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for jobless benefits last week. Most economists had been expecting the number today to be somewhere in that neighborhood. While it is down from a record 6.6 million a week prior, it still means an estimated 22 million people have now sought jobless benefits since the nation started shutting things down in March amid the spread of the virus. President Trump is expected to unveil his plan today for restarting the U.S. economy, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the College Board. The unprecedented spread of the coronavirus has closed schools across the country, some for the rest of the year. So what about the millions of high school students who have been working hard to earn college credits by taking advanced placement classes? The College Board has unveiled virtual supports for students, including free, live, and on-demand AP review lessons on YouTube, and the first-ever online AP exams. Students can take the AP exam at home, on a device of their choice, in a safe, comfortable environment. Trevor Packer is the Senior Vice President for Advanced Placement and Instruction at the College Board.
We've surveyed AP students nationwide, and the vast majority want to take the exam. That's why we've set up a process that's simple, secure, and accessible. We want to make sure that every student has the chance to earn the college credit they've been working so hard for.
The 45-minute online exams will be given from May 11th through May 22nd. Makeup test dates will also be available. To learn more, visit cb.org.
The president's talking about reopening the economy and getting back to normal, but more and more governors are ordering that face masks be worn just to do simple business, as we hear from Marianne Perry.
As the COVID-19 crisis continues, Governor Larry Hogan has issued an executive order requiring everyone in the state of Maryland to wear a face mask or face covering whenever they are inside a retail establishment or using public transportation. The order also applies to staff members of those businesses. The executive order goes into effect 7 o'clock Saturday morning.
A federal CDC response team is to tour the Smithfield Foods plant in Sioux Falls, South Dakota today. The processing facility, which accounts for 5% of all U.S. pork production, is now closed after more than 500 of its employees tested positive for COVID-19. JCPenney is considering filing for bankruptcy protection because of the economic downturn, and this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A state hard hit by coronavirus is trying to help its working residents, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
California is making plans to reopen businesses to help ease the unemployment crisis that they have there due to the coronavirus pandemic. California was once a state with record low unemployment, but now that's reversed.
Just like that, now 2.7 million people claiming now the need for unemployment insurance in just over 1 month.
California Governor Gavin Newsom signed an executive order to expand state unemployment office hours. He also created a fund to help illegal immigrants.
We feel a deep sense of gratitude for people that are in fear of deportation, but are still addressing the essential needs of tens of millions of Californians.
Google is rolling out a new kids section to the Google Play Store earlier than scheduled. with teacher-approved apps for learning at home. Google was going to be launching the section later this year anyway, but it's moved up the timeline with the nation's students home from school because of the coronavirus. The apps will include a list of what things are about, what age they're for, and why teachers think they're effective. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, thank you for joining us as we flatten the curve together. But, you know, this may be a little bit of those, you know, kind of like that cartoon experience. Remember where the plumber puts his finger in one part of the wall and stops the leak there, and then something else leaks on the other side. Interesting to note is, you know, from our friend Betsy McCoy, the former lieutenant governor of New York, wrote a great and a poignant article in the New York Post yesterday, talking about that, you know, 27,000 Americans have been killed by COVID-19. We've got 17 million Americans unemployed, 10% of the labor market, so to speak. And so far, if unemployment hits 32%, some 77,000 Americans are likely to die. And this is what President Trump was talking about when he said, let's not let the cure be worse than the disease. And this is quite the eye-opener, and this comes, you know, from the facts. This isn't let's put my finger in the air and think about theory. This is hardened evidence and research, as Betsy has been known to become, among other things, a patient advocate. So she knows what she talks about. When we talk about 77,000 Americans likely to die from suicide and drug overdose. This is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen, and this is why America is biting at the bit, in part, to get back to the work, not just because of these figures, because these figures will happen. I think instinctively, and I want to bring Megan Barth here. Megan Barth, I think instinctively people have within their own psychology to go out there, be fruitful, multiply, and go work.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is the American spirit. We've always been one to roll up our sleeves. We are a capitalist economy based on men and women who take huge amount of risks and open up their own businesses. And so what we are witnessing, our governors, whether it's Governor Whitmer out of Michigan or my governor here out of Nevada, Governor Steve Sisolak, who are picking winners and losers and deeming what is essential business and what is non-essential business. And I have been screaming from day one that all business is essential because small business is the backbone of our economy. It is the lifeblood of our economy. And so these arbitrary shutdowns based on arbitrary numbers and very little data to support these shutdowns has been used to kill the capitalist economy. And I would contend that it's through intent. And why would I contend that? Well, because Barack Obama told us in 2008 that the mission of the Democrat Party and his administration was to fundamentally transform this country. Mm-hmm. And we knew at the time, I was asking at the time, what in the hell does he mean by that?
Exactly. You and me
well,
both.
Well, after understanding how Obama basically took over 1/6 of the economy through Obamacare, and then all the calls from the left to nationalize every industry, including banking and energy and healthcare, their mission is to overthrow capitalism. That is the fundamental transformation that they were talking about, is to overthrow capitalism. You could do it a variety of ways. But this really has worked out in the benefit of the Democrats in their goal to fundamentally transform this country. Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, any Democrat has always promised radical structural change. And that is a socialist talking point that has become mm-hmm. quite common in the last, 12, 13 years.
Right.
And so this virus, because that's what it is, it's a virus, and there's no cure to a virus. I'm quite tired of people waiting for a cure to a virus that will never have a cure.
Right. No more than we've ever found a cure for flu, right?
No, we've never found a cure for SARS. We've never found a cure for the flu, as you say. We've never found a cure for AIDS, which is a virus. There is no cure for a virus. Now, you can mitigate the spread of a virus, and you can do so by social distancing and practicing just common sense measure like washing your hands, staying home when you're sick, and quarantining those who would be more susceptible to getting the disease, those with compromised pre-existing conditions. But what we have now is the inverse. Instead of quarantining the sick, we're quarantining the healthy.
Yeah, it's insane.
And quarantining the healthy is not rooted in any sort of scientific logic.
Mm-hmm.
It's rooted in tyranny.
Yes, I was going to say there's no root in the U.S. Constitution for it. This is an obliteration of our U.S. Constitution rights, and this is why and we salute the Michiganders who came out in numbers yesterday to let the governor know how they felt. The tyranny is not acceptable. And this is what the pushback of We the People begins to look like, not only there in Michigan, but in these other areas where you've got, even local mayors overstepping their ground. It is time for the people to push back and to push back knowing that they stand on the truth and our constitutional rights.
Yes, absolutely. And we're getting some support from the DOJ in this regard. I thought they were a little bit too quiet. And I understand the whole 10th Amendment, okay? I understand federalism, and the Democrats only like the 10th Amendment when it applies to their pet projects, like this one, for example, where they believe they can rule by fiat because of the 10th Amendment. What we are witnessing here across the country, specifically in states run by Marxists and communists, otherwise known as Democrats, authoritarians, if you will, is not federalism.
Mm-hmm.
So when Trump says, well, I'm going to let states do, basically whatever they want, well, you got to be rooted in the Constitution in order to be a federalist.
Exactly.
So well, you cannot say, I thereby deem your business non-essential. Well, who are you to deem any business non-essential? Small business, as I said, is essential.
Exactly.
The structure of our economy, to the GDP of our economy, to the livelihoods of the business owners as well as the employees and the community. What we will expect next, the next Armageddon that's coming out of this overblown virus, is that states are going bankrupt because they aren't getting any revenue from the small businesses they decided to shut down through fiat.
Exactly. No, you're exactly right. And when you've got 60, it represents small businesses, 60% of the economy, and you've got so many of them that are, they're not getting the solutions that have been promised, the money that was supposed to get to them rapidly. I mean, this is all being hung up in the bureaucracy of the SBA and some of these, some of these other institutions that are not helping the cause. And, these politicians, need to hear, you know, what these small businesses are saying. You know, to your earlier point here, Megan, Attorney General Barr said, look, at these draconian lockdown measures need to end soon. And he was pretty emphatic about it. I mean, it was quite the warning shot, I believe, against these totalitarianistic governors and policymakers in these individual states, was it not?
Definitely, and also he applied that to shutting down places of worship.
Exactly.
And not allowing those places of worship to follow CDC guidelines.
Well, Megan Barth is with us, and we'll pick up on the conversation on the other side of the break. She's the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Someone once
said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
It really is about liberty, ladies and gentlemen. And if a curve has to be flattened, it is the curve that has been ignited over the decades by these democratic socialists, these Marxists that are on full display here. As Megan Barth and I were just speaking about earlier, Megan, of course, the co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and founder proprietor of BrigandBabe.com. You know, Megan, the voters got to be taking names. They've got to see this for what it is. But as you were saying earlier, if you are not anchored in the Constitution, if you are not a true constitutionalist, you're going to be open for all kinds of deception and language, words that are being inappropriately applied, you know, like what we had talked about with John Guandolo from Understanding the Threat earlier, that words, even Barack Obama said, words have meaning. And you need to understand that, and you need to listen more critically, because they are telling you what they're about, and you've got to quit voting them back into office, right?
Yeah, there's also a saying, when someone shows you who they are, believe them. And so these authoritarian impulses, which we now are seeing from many governors who are Democrats across the country, that is who they are. They might have pretended to be a moderate Democrat to get elected, because I'm actually told by plenty of conservatives that only moderates win. Well, that's funny. I haven't really seen a moderate win. Moderate Mitt didn't win. Moderate McCain didn't win. When you stand in principle and show people who they are, much like Trump did,
yes,
he made no apologies for who he was. Mm-hmm. He spoke clearly. He spoke effectively. He was able to assemble masses. 63 million people voted for him. I would not have considered Trump a moderate at all, especially when he talked about sovereignty and putting America first. And we've seen this through his policies. I think one of the best policies that decisions, and it hasn't been carved in stone yet, and I hope it is to defund WHO.
Yes.
I hope that he is defunding the UN next.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we giving hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, to organizations that do not have America's interests first? They are a cadre of communists that have assembled under an umbrella, whether it's WHO or the UN, and are trying to implement globalist policies upon our country. It does not work. Our country was founded and has been protected for over 200 years because of our Constitution and because of our Bill of Rights. And once those two documents are shredded, we are no better than any other third world hellhole across the world, which does not have the liberty. And liberty is an often misunderstood concept, but I think people are understanding exactly what liberty means now that they have been forced into isolation.
Yes. Well, China knows no liberty.
The
communist regimes know no liberty, but yet we're supporting them. And this is what we're experiencing here. What Donald Trump is making quite clear by taking a stand against the infringements of liberty and those that do not support. And, you know, George W. Bush kind of asked the question as well, but he didn't quite have the support and the conviction to back it up in terms of the United Nations. But Donald Trump brings it down to a very quick bottom line. And the question, like you said, is why are we supporting people who want us dead, who want us destroyed? I mean, this just doesn't make sense in any form or fashion, just like it doesn't make sense to have no border wall in the South when we realize that we've got a lot of problems there. And it doesn't make sense to allow people who are infected with COVID-19 to have free access by air into our country. You know, these things are just, you know, common sense for reasonable people. But what we're realizing along the way, as you said, Megan, is that we give people, even some American citizens, too much credit because they don't understand. They don't get it.
Well, and they don't understand. And I think, like I said, there, you know, Americans will be pushed to the very ends of the earth before they fight back. And I think what we are witnessing now is, like, for example, in Michigan, mm-hmm. Fighting back against the authoritarianism of their governor. Over 10,000 cars descended on Lansing, Michigan. One fight that really didn't make national news, and it should have, came out of New Mexico just on Tuesday, I believe it was, whereby True the Vote, which is a organization, election integrity organization, out of Texas, sued New Mexico, and they filed an amicus brief. And it went to the Supreme Court in New Mexico, and they won. Now, what did they win? Well, they established a precedent that Democrats and their operatives and their judges cannot change election laws in the wake of a pandemic. Now, this is huge because the Constitution is the Constitution. The Constitution is enforced as it is written. There is no sort of interpretation, especially when it comes to election laws. There is no judge, there is no governor that can, by a stroke of a pen or a phone call, change election laws. It is up to legislation, which comes out of either the state or the federal Congress. And so this was a huge win for True the Vote, because it basically now establishes a precedent, and they say they're coming to Nevada, and I talked to the founder yesterday. So watch for fireworks coming from Nevada. I think that's going to make national news.
And what about California? California's got to be in the target as well.
Well, unfortunately not. Because basically what California has done is legislate theft into their election laws. And what I mean by that is they've legalized ballot harvesting.
Well, I know that the Democrats are pushing, including the former First Lady, for mail-in voting.
Of course. And then they're hoping that the public is stupid enough, because they always rely on the stupidity of the American people. Thank you, Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare, for admitting that. They are trying to conflate absentee voting with mail-in ballots. Totally two different types of voting. With an absentee ballot, you need to present identification, you need to apply. Now, they'll say, well, but Colorado has done it, and Oregon has done it, and other states have done it. Yeah, when they cleaned up their voter rolls, when they made sure that there weren't dead people on the rolls, when they made sure they took off their inactive people from the rolls, when they made sure that their rolls were as robust and clean as possible. Now, I would challenge that Colorado didn't do that good of a job, because ever since they changed their voting laws in 2012, Republicans have lost nearly every single race. Now, there's a reason for that. Democrats would not change voting laws unless it directly benefited the Democrat Party. They have absolutely no desire to make things fair or to make things equal. Their desire is rooted in power and absolute power, as we are witnessing in the face of this pandemic.
Exactly. And they've exercised that time and again, especially where's the House right now? I mean, the White House is busy. People are still working there. But all the congressmen right now, led by Nancy Pelosi and the Democratic Party, I mean, they're in San Francisco eating ice cream.
Yes. I was looking. She's got about two $15,000 refrigerators, from what I could estimate, behind her. She has plenty of time going on the late night shows when she's not vetoing a relief bill for small businesses or blocking a relief bill for small businesses or trying to stuff in her communist wish list into the last relief bill.
Exactly.
And so what we are going to see, and it's now starting to, come very apparent, and I've been firing warning shots for quite a while, is they do want to go to an all-mail-in ballot system. They do want to go to a ballot harvesting system. And Mark Elias is leading that charge. Mark Elias is the lawyer for Hillary Clinton, and he has threatened to sue Nevada in order to allow inactive voters to vote in the wake of a pandemic. Voting is in November, right? November 3rd, November 4th, something
right
around there. So that's about, what, 6-7 months away, by my estimation? So basically what they are saying, and even a judge in Texas said this, someone might be worried that they are going to get sick. So we are going to base and change our entire election system based on some fool that is worried they might get sick in 7 months?
Well, we're going to have to continue this conversation because we're out of time. Go to ReaganBabe.com for more information. Thank you, Megan.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton-Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable are at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An awaited report has come out, and when it comes to the nation's unemployment situation, things are a little bit better this week, but still far from normal. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to sweep across the nation, the number of Americans filing for jobless benefits is down a bit, yet still staggeringly high. The Labor Department reporting that 5.24 million people submitted first-time requests for jobless benefits last week. Most economists had been expecting the number today to be somewhere in that neighborhood. While it is down from a record 6.6 million the week prior, it still means an estimated 22 million people have now sought jobless benefits since the nation started shutting things down in March amid the spread of the virus. President Trump is expected to unveil his plan today for restarting the U.S. economy, and you are listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Up there, Pennsylvania is keeping the spirit of virtue, liberty, and independence alive as they're voting against their governor. So we'll have details a little bit later on that. That is, again, just like what's happening in Michigan, where we, the people, are standing up and saying, look, we will not tolerate an infringement on our constitutional rights. So good on them. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Joining us in just a moment is Brian Moody, the executive editor for AutoTrader. We're going to be talking about, of course, what everybody's talking about is this COVID-19 and how it relates to your car. You know, what you need to know about keeping your car clean and safe during this pandemic. And as the weeks pass, we begin to see the effects of this disease far beyond the disruption of our daily routines. We've developed new schedules, activities centered mainly in the home. But even for most committed to following the request for social distancing, needs like food or medicine might require running an errand in the car, therefore minimizing the spread of the COVID-19 should extend to the family vehicle. It makes a lot of sense, right? So it comes to your vehicle during the global health crisis, like a coronavirus outbreak. Many new questions will arise, like how should I clean my vehicle and how often, and if I'm in need of a vehicle, is it safe to purchase one right now? Well, he's the executive editor for AutoTrader. Brian Moody joins us to answer these and other questions for us. Brian, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Staying well and safe, as I hope you and your family are.
Yes, thank you so much for asking.
Well, there's plenty of information out there about how to stay safe from the virus at home, but, you know, hey, what about our cars?
Right. It's a good point, and like you said earlier, a lot of people aren't driving, but there are still many people that, listen, we need them to go to work, even if it's grocery store workers or if it's, you know, a gas station or medical people. And even for us, just going to the store to get food, we need to do that. We need to go get medical treatment, maybe, even if it's just a normal. The other day, my wife had a normal routine doctor visit, and she called and said, should I keep it? And I said, yeah, absolutely. It's important.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So with those things in mind, you don't have to go crazy, but, you know, there are ways that you can disinfect your car. You can use antibacterial wipes and wipe down the surfaces that you touch most frequently. To be honest, the trigger for this, the real reason why you should do it would be if you had someone in your car and you know that they're sick, or you'll be transporting someone who's elderly or a baby or with a compromised immune system. So if you know that those things are true, it might be worthwhile to disinfect your car, the frequently touched surfaces, before or after you transport someone like that.
Well, especially like, well, you go innocently to a doctor's office, some essential, you know, stop that you have to make. As we're finding out, this virus can sit on countertops for a couple of days. You know, there's things that we touch outside of the car. Once we're outside of the car that has been sanitized, then we have to be careful not to bring any kind of infection back into a sterile area. You know, because what people will do sometimes is, you know, and I think of my son this way, because my son is a chef and he's very, very health conscious and mindful. And this has been before COVID-19. And I appreciated his strictness and his adherence to, you know, the protocol in making sure that you didn't infect areas. Because sometimes people say, well, okay, well, I went outside the car, and then they come inside the car, they bring, you know, unbeknownst to them, on their hands, they touch the steering wheel, and they say, well, but I washed my hands, you know, when I got in the car. Well, maybe we should wash our hands even before we get in the car, because of where we've been. I don't mean to, you know, over-exercise this deal, but again, I think we could err on the side of caution right now.
Yeah, that's true. And I think in your son's case, what you're talking about is there's ways that things can be cross-contaminated even if you're not aware. So being extra vigilant, I've seen people go to the grocery store and wear gloves and they wear the same set of gloves all day long.
Right.
But that doesn't really help. That's
right.
You have to keep changing them frequently before you touch each new thing. So as far as inside of your car, if you want to wear gloves, that's okay. That's your prerogative. But, you know, disinfecting certain things with, like, say, antibacterial wipes. You use, like, the door handle, seat belt, the power seat switch. And don't forget things like, you know, the mirror where you sometimes adjust it, or there's buttons there that control certain features, that kind of thing.
Yeah, the radio, all those things. Those things that we normally hit,
yeah,
that we just take for, you know, take for granted. That's the thing that we need to pause for just a moment and to be vigilant. And, you know, and again, it's not to make anybody, you know, turn everybody into a germaphobe, but it's definitely, you know, making us all a little bit more consciously aware, which I think in some regard is a good thing.
Yeah, I agree. So right before a lot of this stuff happened and there were some at-home suggestions and stuff, I actually went on a trip to the airport and there was a long line in the men's room to wash their hands.
Yes.
Well, that had never happened before. So my question is, what were you doing before? So
yes,
a lot of these things are things like you should have been maybe doing this all along. And again, I don't think that you need to go crazy with disinfecting your car, but I think there are some specific reasons and some specific cases where you might want to do that. And with regard to your car, another thing to consider is if it's sitting for a long time not being driven, you might want to start it up every once in a while just to keep everything lubricated and working properly.
Yeah, make sure those fluids are running through the system. You're exactly right. With the growing uncertainty in the marketplace, how are car sales going?
Well, they're down for sure because not as many people are out, you know, doing the things that they normally do. You know, there's definitely an economic impact, and that has to be weighed against what's the medical advice. And I think that for people who need a car, and there are people that, listen, this was all unplanned. So what if your lease ends this month?
Yes.
Or what if your car breaks? breaks down, or, you know, there's all of these things that might require you getting a new car. And there are ways that you can do that. Most dealerships are offering virtual services. Auto Trader has this thing called home services, which you can go to the dealership on the page. You can do a virtual walk around. You can start a lot of the paperwork online. You contact the dealership by email. And even if you get as far as wanting to take a test drive, they'll bring you the car in most cases. And then you can, you know, not have to walk in and meet with someone face-to-face. The same with servicing. Servicing in the most places is considered an essential service. So
yes,
you should still be able to get your car repaired or serviced. But the important thing in all this, because the rules aren't always super clear in you know, from state to state, call ahead and just say to the dealership or to the service place or to the store, hey, are you guys open and what services do you offer? And my guess is, in most of these cases we've found with the automotive stuff, they'll have something.
Yeah, it is amazing, and I think in a very positive sort of way to your point here. We're talking with Brian Moody, executive editor with Auto Trader. Brian, that as you say, these dealers have been very responsive and proactive. I don't know necessarily that they've reacted to any government edict as much as it's just been a common sense edict, because after all, they have employees there that they need to protect. They want to make sure the mechanics,
right,
and, you know, all the staff that are staffing up, a dealership, that they're healthy and they're protected, right?
Right. And then think of this. Most car dealerships, everyone thinks of them as this big, you know, it says Chevrolet out front, or it says Nissan or Ford or whatever it is. They're small businesses in your local community. And just like the restaurants have adapted to figuring out a way to continue to do business, most dealerships have done the same thing, maybe in a limited way. But they're going to find a way to help you fix your problem, even if that means you don't actually go down there.
Exactly. They bring the car to you. I think more and more are doing that, which I think is an excellent service. How can you buy new car buyers decide which vehicles are most worthy of their consideration in today's online shopping environment? We've got about 40 seconds left here, Brian.
We have a list on Auto Trader. Go look at autotrader.com, and we have a list of the 12 best cars for 2020. We did this just before the virus started to hit.
Yes.
If you're in the market, look at those. We think they're the best for this year.
I mean, it's an exciting list. I mean, you and I had a chance to talk about it, I think, what was it, about 4 or 5 weeks ago, Brian. So
yeah,
it's good to have you back and do a follow-up, especially in light of, you know, what the dealerships are doing. And the fact of the matter is that life must go on, as you say. Leases coming due, and people just look at, you know, they need to buy a new car. They need to get their car repaired. You know, those things need to continue to happen. So, again, remind them where they go for more information.
Go to autotrader.com, and you can find all that information right there.
Now that mortgage rates are at all-time lows, the question is, what are you waiting for? Say goodbye to those high mortgage payments and high interest rates on your credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates ever. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This report is sponsored by Chase Bank. Social distancing means more consumers are performing everyday activities using digital tools these days. And for some, it can be the first time they go digital for things like banking or grocery shopping. Nearly two-thirds of smartphone users over 50 reported in 2019 that they don't use their devices for financial transactions. Chase and AARP Foundation have collaborated to help improve digital confidence and know-how with free videos and worksheets on things like downloading an app, depositing checks, and avoiding scams. Alice Rodriguez, financial help leader for Chase, says,
there are many online tools that can help us handle everyday tasks from home, like banking. These free resources can help you stay safe and confident online and ready to spot misinformation and scams.
To take a free online workshop on financial technology, visit aarpfoundation.org/fintech. Again, that's aarpfoundation.org/fintech.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
I know you're thinking, you're going, hey, Martinez, why are you teasing us? Of course we want to go to the lobby. We can't go to the lobby right now. We're on timeout. But we got the movie guy here, though.
To Bill Martinez live.
Yes, we do. Have the movie guy live from Hollywood, California. Even Hollywood is quarantined right now. But the geniuses that are kicking out the movies are still giving us some excellent streaming options. Steve, oh, by the way, I did finally get a chance to watch Call of the Wild, the robotic dog. And as far as dog movies go, it was okay. You know, it's not a Lassie, and it's not some of the other, I think, great dog. I think we could do a dog marathon.
You probably could with real dogs. I mean, yeah. When you put a dog in a movie, it really has to be a real dog, I think, don't you?
Well, I'm sentimental that way.
Sure.
I like the genuine. I mean, faux dogs. I mean, I think it had its potential, but it just, there were some things missing. And outside of the mechanical dog, that's okay. It didn't really bother me all that much, but it was just, it still comes down like to anything. It just still comes down to the story, doesn't it?
Well, it always does, yes. But I just find it hard to believe that you, Old Yeller, would still be Old Yeller if you had a computer-generated.
Oh, no. No, exactly. Well, that's the deal. See, you compare all dog movies to Old Yeller. And I think Old Yeller was the first. That was the first movie. And of course, it tore me up. I think I'm still in therapy because of that.
That just the mention of that title, brings grown men to tears.
Exactly. I'm weeping. I am weeping right here, and I'm glad you pointed that out because people are going to think that Martinez is sensitive. Only
well,
when we talk
good.
About Old Yellow.
We can all have our sensitive side, right?
Yeah, here it is. You've exposed me.
Let's see what is new on the widescreen for you and yours during the quarantine. Here we go. All right, the rhythm section. This is an interesting film. The critics, they're not crazy about this one. Only 28% are recommending.
That's because most critics don't have rhythm, so they don't understand rhythm section.
Sure. But this movie stars Blake Lively. Lively. I mean, hey, that's worth a few points right there,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, Blake Lively stars as Stephanie Patrick, this ordinary woman on a path of self-destruction. Oh, say it isn't so, Blake. After her family is tragically killed in a plane crash. Now, when Stephanie discovers that the crash was not an accident, she enters a dark and complex world to seek revenge on those responsible and find her own redemption. This is starring Blake Lively. Also, Jude Law is in this. Sterling K. Brown, only 28%. I have to think this is a much better movie than that. You might want to check out The Traitor, Make Up Your Own Mind, Rhythm Section, online this week. We also have a movie called Underwater. Now, this is kind of a 47% of the critics recommended this one. They're saying this is kind of like the movie Alien, but only under the sea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're feeling a little claustrophobic during the lockdown, maybe not the film for you. If you're going to be socially isolated, think about being socially isolated miles under the ocean. All right, here's the idea. A crew of underwater researchers must scramble to safety after, well, they're down there and an earthquake devastates their subterranean laboratory and mayhem ensues. You have Kristen Stewart in this running around in a T-shirt. You got Vincent Cassell and a guy by the name of Gunnar Wright. I'm not sure that, I'm really not familiar with his career, but I love that name, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do too.
If you're going to be an actor.
Yeah,
Gunnar Wright is about as good as it gets. We've heard about the Quarantine 15, of course. A lot of people are having a little trouble staying away from the fridge during this time.
Nancy Pelosi's doing fine.
Well, I tell you what.
She's got plenty of ice cream. I mean, she was Marie Antoinette, you know. Forget about the cake. Give them ice cream.
Everybody seems to think that, hey, maybe it's time to go to the fridge. Anyway, this might not be the movie for you because it's a food movie. It looks terrific, though. 92% of the critics are recommending. It's a great idea for a film. It's called Abe. A-B-E. Now, you got this 12-year-old kid, Abe. He wants to be, well, he's aspiring to be a great chef.
Ooh.
But unfortunately, his family is half Israeli and half Palestinian, and they've never had a meal together without a fight. Understandably so. That's a tough room, right?
Yeah, no knives in the room. You just at that point, it's just like, here's this family. We've been eating with plastic our entire life. That's to make sure everybody's safe to some degree, you know.
but he decides to ditch his traditional summer camp and spend time with this radical street chef by the name of Chico. And his mentor's fusion cuisine inspires him to unite his family through food. Now, Abe decides to cook a meal that will bring everyone to the table, but he's about to learn that the kitchen can't heal some age-old divides, but it sounds like the food, what's on the menu, could be great to look at. And, of course, that leads people to head to the refrigerator. 92% recommending Abe, which came out in April. This is going straight to the Internet there.
Hey, what's going to happen now? You just bring up this idea. Are people going to sue, you know, China now, the Chinese Communist Party, for getting them, you know, making them gain 15 pounds during this quarantine? Is that what we got to look forward to? Some class action suit?
I'm sure you could probably find a lawyer that would love to pursue that. But, yeah, it would be a tough case.
But surely I jest. Yes, okay, go ahead.
We need to be responsible for our actions. Anyway, we have Fantasy Island. That's out, too. We talked about this earlier, right?
Yes, Tattoo.
It was just in the theaters in February, back in the old days.
Yes.
This is a retake, a reimagining.
I mean, they used to have theaters in our land?
That's right. With lobbies
and they popcorn. Served lobbies and popcorn and all that. They used to? Oh,
no,
wow, that was the real old days, huh? Okay.
In the old days, a couple of months ago. Anyway, we have this enigmatic Mr. Rourke makes the secret dreams of his lucky guests come true at a luxurious but remote tropical resort. But when the fantasies turn into nightmares, the guests have to solve the island's mystery in order to escape with their lives. 7% of the critics are recommending, which means that 93% of the critics are saying maybe you should escape this one, maybe not even go forth in the first place. Fantasy Island. But you know what? Check out the trailer. I mean, if you've watched everything else, it might be something for you to pursue. Okay,
Steve-O, how many times have the critics said, you know, and especially with numbers like that, 93%, it's like, wait a minute, come on, 93%? It seems a little unbalanced here that they would. But how many times have we gotten bad news from the critics, and then we go to it and we go, what movie did they see? Because I'm seeing a different movie.
If it works for you, terrific. I mean,
exactly.
You always have to take what the critics say with a grain of salt.
That's why we love freedom. That's why we love freedom, because you can go to a pick and movie that 93% of the critics don't like.
We you have to, in the critics' defense, they have to see everything out there, right? So they see all the movies, and, you know, after a while, you know, a lot of them start to look the same. So when something comes along that really catches their eye that's different, just because it's different, it's worth a few points, right?
Well, exactly. Well, that's what happens when you're bloated on popcorn after watching all those movies. It will affect the perspective.
It could be not a
just
healthy
saying.
Lifestyle.
Exactly.
We have Lucy Hale on this one. Maggie Q, that's a great name as well. Mm-hmm. Michael Pena, also in Fantasy Island. Check that out.
Yes.
Another movie here called Once Upon a Time in London, which has been released. Now, this... This hasn't been reviewed by the critics, and it's not rated because you're kind of on your own here. But this is about the violent reign of two of London's most notorious gangsters, Jack Spotcomer and Billy Hill. This is a gripping movie brought to the big screen, or small screen in this case, by visionary director Simon Rumley Redd. Okay, this is a sweeping saga of madness, mayhem, and manipulation. Talk about some alliteration. Or who writes this stuff, huh? Madness, mayhem, and manipulation, reminiscent of the British favorites Legend and Peaky Blinders. This charts the epic rise and legendary fall of a nationwide criminal empire that lasted for three action-packed decades. If you don't want to watch this one, you might want to check out Guy Ritchie's The Gentleman with Matthew McConaughey, which is also online now, which is probably at least a more... I wouldn't want to say predictable, but I don't know. Check it out.
Well, you could pretty much predict this is going to be an R-rated movie, even though it's non-rated. I mean, just by its description, it's going to be in the R-rated genre. You know that, right?
Well, it's the sweeping saga of madness, mayhem, and manipulation.
Well, the fact that you have that kind of alliteration, that's an R right away.
I'm saving that phrase. You can bet on that.
Maybe get a T-shirt. We'll get a T-shirt with that.
Madness, mayhem, and manipulation. Okay, we also have a movie called The Last Black Man in San Francisco, which was big up at the Sundance Film Festival. As a matter of fact, the director, Joe Talbot, won the directing award up there. 93% of the critics are recommending this. It's really a terrific movie. It's about this guy by the name of Jimmy Fails, who dreams of reclaiming the Victorian home that his grandfather built in the heart of San Francisco. Now, he was an African-American guy who really worked hard and built this home in the middle of San Francisco and then lost it. And so Jimmy Fails and his best friend, Mont, try to reclaim the house, search for belonging in a rapidly changing city that seems to have left them behind. It's a lot more than that, because it's about a lot of this gentrification of these urban areas. And you take a place like San Francisco. Well, you know the city, right?
Yes, sure.
Just this incredibly diverse, wonderful place. You had the Irish and the Italians and the African-Americans and the artists and the Bohemians and everybody thrown in this place. And it was just this great mix. And then big tech moved in and kind of said, hey, this is a cool place. Let's buy it all up. And forced a lot of these people out because they just can't afford to live there anymore. So it is an interesting social problem to look at. And you can through the lens of this movie, The Last Black Man in San Francisco. 93% are recommending that one.
Yeah, you can't afford to live there anymore, but you can afford to pay for people to come up and do some street cleaning, if you know what I'm referring to, right? We'll teach you to move us out, right?
You're right. I would highly recommend a series of movies called, the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo series.
Mm, yes, that's good.
Version,
exactly.
Which we have been watching this week. Mm. Check that out as well. A lot going on, man.
So you're binging, and you and the wife unit can't wait to get free so you can go get tattooed up?
Whatever.
You're not going to go over the top. There's no need to get crazy here in the midst of this coronavirus lockdown, right?
Right, yeah. But we have a lot to watch, on the widescreen.
Exactly. I mean, who needs to watch these daily pressers, from New York and D.C. all the time? I'm over the top on that. Just saying. I'm ready for bloated popcorn, in my humble opinion. Anyway, he is the movie guy, Steve Evans, live from Hollywood. Steve-O, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Stay safe and well,
when
buddy.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain.
And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.